This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good morning. As I promised you on the show, I said I will just do bring Otisha, Otisha Mkhulu. We have Mrs. Makanya from Sigma Primary School. And of course, we have Miss Mpanda from Embonini Primary School. They're both principals from those two schools. Welcome to MUT Radio, ma'am. Miss.
Thank you.
If you can briefly just take us through, Miss Panza, and just introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you coming from? And we'll just do pass it over to Mrs. Makai.
Greetings to our viewers at home. I'm Nomali Mpanza, the principal of Embonini Primary School, SK Section Umlazi.
Okay. And we have
Mrs. Makanya. Good morning, MUT radio station and your listeners. I am Mrs. Makanya and Makanya from Sukuma Primary.
Oh.
One of the very disadvantaged primary school in Umlazi.
In Umlazi. Oh, wow. We'll just do touch on that because we were participating on the MUT reading project, right? Mm-hmm. If you just take us through, Mrs. Makanya, how was it like in participating on such a project, and what was the benefit from you for your school?
Yo. The list is endless. So many benefits. As we are participating in this reading project, mm-hmm. there are so many things that you have gained. Skills, actually.
True.
Yes. What I can say can be testified, even my staff from school, mm-hmm. learners, teachers, that our reading has improved. Mm. We remember that reading is the key.
Mm, true.
A learner who cannot read is not easy for her to pass.
Mm.
So, as this project was introduced 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
yes, we did notice much improvement, particularly in reading with understanding.
Yeah.
Yes, which is a skill that we didn't have before.
Mm.
Yes. But after being part of the project, our learners were able to read with the skill, like I've said, with the understanding. Yes. Even with their assessment.
Mm.
When looking at their assessment, much improvement has been noticed.
Mm.
Yes. What I can tell you is this: teachers are so happy about this project,
mm-hmm.
in a way that even us as the school, we are having this competing against each other, understanding that with MUT, mm-hmm. it's only grade 4.
Oh.
Yes. But it has just conscientized all the teachers that they want to be part of this reading project, even if they're not with Mangosuthu.
Mm.
But we have this competition inside the school. Last week, we had the prize-giving day.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. Luckily, I did invite Dr. Ikadaro.
Yeah.
Yes. He was there. I was so happy when he was able to identify some of the learners.
Mm-hmm.
That these are the learners who won.
Oh,
because we are the, I'm proud to say, we are the first ones who won the big trophy.
Oh, wow. Yes. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, we are so happy. Like I've said, the list is endless.
We are so
happy. Even the community, the parents,
mm.
are so happy. So happy. Hoping that it will continue.
Thank you so much, man. Because I see that even your face, it shows. No, I'm happy. Like, you know, we back that we took it our way. The trophy. We are the first one who took away a trophy.
Yes.
That is a flex. I love it. And Miss Panza, if we come from you, how was it like for your school, and what is the response from the teachers and the learners since you participated on the MUT reading project?
Mm. The project motivated learners a lot, as well as educators. It's from the culture of reading. As Mrs. Makanya said, we even have our own reading policy at school and reading competitions, which include all the school. But this project promotes the culture of reading, and it creates a healthy competition among the learners. All learners are doing all their best to be the part of this competition. All they want to be selected to be in reading competition at Mangosuthu, because they'll get certificates from MUT.
True.
And that means a lot to them, even to their parents. They phone in, they appreciate a lot. And we also happy about that. So this creates a healthy environment which make learners be more motivated, as well as educators. Instill love for reading.
True.
As Mrs. Makanya said, reading is across curriculum. As they read with understanding, they are able to perform better. They do better in all other subjects, because once you read with understanding, we'll be able to read questions even in other content like natural science, even in mathematics. If they say you must solve for X, if you can't understand how to solve, then you will not give the correct answer. So this promotes, it's increased the performance.
Yes. I like it because both of the schools, they are very excited. And of course, even the teachers and also Mrs. Makanya also mentioned that the parents, they're complimenting this initiative. They're liking it. They're loving it. And it makes even Elena to more understand, whatever they are doing. And even in class, even in exam season right now, and lots of people, we were struggling back on the days to just read and understand some things. Even to Miss Panza, even in mathematics, even don't understand the question, you can't answer. So this kind of initiative, we love it more even here in Numlaz. If you sit down my objective of the activities of the project in Binau, what can we say about the activities that the project held?
One of the things that we can mention is that it has addressed the various reading deficiencies. Yes. Deficiencies such as fluency problems. You know, English is not our language.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's even worse with the grade fours, because when they're in the foundation phase, they are taught in isiZulu.
True.
Their home language. So when they come to grade four, they start everything in English. So for MUT to come in and assist us, particularly starting with grade fours, we really commend that. Yes. Because, like I've said, with vocabulary problem, which was a deficiency, now we are able to, they are able to read, the learners. Yes. With the understanding, fluency problems, yes, I can mention, as well as reading, comprehension, their comprehension. They are able to read with understanding the comprehension. Yes.
Because for my experience, ma'am and miss, I have my brother have four little brothers, ne? So they're in grade 8 right now.
Yes.
And whenever we are doing homeworks, I'm the one because I'm the young uncle, you know. So I'm the one who's there assisting them. So whenever I say read this passage and answer the questions, and then I will just do the follow up, ne? And at some point, you see them struggling with, oh, okay, this is English. You have to read English and answer in English. Did you understand the comprehension? Did you understand the passage? If as a translator, in isiZulu, yes, they do understand the comprehension, but you understand that. That is the thing that is
which
so
is
difficult.
Important. Exactly.
So, for Ingani, Ms. Panza and ma'am, for this project, if we can introduce maybe in grade 2, grade 3, just for better them in literature and of course in reading and understanding.
I think as early as foundation phase, especially grade 3, because it is where additional language, first additional language comes in grade 3.
Yeah.
So as from grade 3 upwards, I think it would be better.
Mm.
It's introduced on the time.
I do agree.
Yeah, from grade 3.
From grade 3, yes.
So that whenever they say if you're at grade 4, it's easier for them.
Easier for them, yes.
Because ukufunda imlaz, guys, ukufunda imlaz, ukukhula around a black community, and then you are introduced to this language, and you are forced to answer in this language, and you ask yourself, Uguti, how? But what are they expecting from me, you know?
And there's a lack of resources.
Yes.
You don't have books.
Yeah.
Yes.
And libraries.
And libraries, yes.
Mm. Do library, for me, I remember that we had library, we were sponsored by NUT, wow. Esipukwini Primary School.
Wow.
And I was part of the readers. I was a student. I mean, I'm great.
Oh, we can tell.
I was part of the readers. And of course, I was a poet, you know, and that really helped me as a broadcaster, as if you are speaking, you have to speak with understanding, because whatever you say, you have to understand it first.
Yeah.
This kind of project, they really help. And in my library, if we can push Ingane and teachers, they must use libraries as the powerful resource for them, Uguti Bakhule, in terms of reading and understanding. What can we say, Ms. Banza, if we speak about the impact of a library?
The impact of library is important, but these days we don't need libraries.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, there's technology.
True.
Yeah, but there's also of impact is like. This project, the impacts I noticed is social benefits.
True.
Our learners has lack of confidence, but through this project, they gain confidence. Their confidence is boosted. So they are able to work, and even teamwork is developed. They are able to work as a team, because during their reading, they assist each other in their groups, so that their groups can perform well, can do well during the competition. So is that benefits? Social benefit that I can mention, and it's even improve the ability for the learners to engage with people and to build the tolerance. They need to tolerate each other, because others are slow, so they need to have tolerance against the slow learners, so that they can learn from them how to read properly. So it's even enhance their mindset, their mindness. To tolerate, to accommodate each other, to help each other. Yes, it's like the social benefit to them.
Speaking of social benefits, I would like to go to Mrs. Makanya and ask you this question. And as Isukuma Primary School, you have mentioned at the first of the interview, you said it's one of the underprivileged schools. And this project, how did it benefit your school?
A very positive impact or benefit. The school governing body, in our last meeting, they were really, really happy when we were reporting about all what has happened ever since we started working with MUT.
Oh, wow.
And if I'm talking of the school governing body, I'm speaking of the parent community. Meaning, they are very happy. All we wish as Suma community is that the project continues. Yes. And I also want to add on the positive impact. Indeed, very positive. Yes. What I've liked is what Dr. Ikataru, yes, is doing. You know, as teachers, sometimes when we are told there is this competition which is going to be held whenever date, maybe we start identifying learners, good learners. These are the good learners who are going to participate. But when he was doing his monitoring, as he keeps on doing his monitoring timely, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, timely.
Yes. One of the problems he identified was that we don't have to stick to the good ones.
Yeah.
But it should benefit all the learners from grade four.
True.
Then at the end, towards maybe the last week or before our competition, then we are able to identify those learners. Having said that, I mean that all learners have improved.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Particularly in grade four. Mm. Yes.
Ms. Banza, if I can come to your side, the school in Mbonini Primary School, you respond to your teacher and through the academics, results.
There's positive impacts on the side of educators, even on the learners.
Yeah.
There's great improvement because, as I said earlier, reading is across curriculum.
Mm, true.
So, as they have read with understanding, they're able to attack questions and to answer questions properly. So educators are also happy about the performance of learners. Even myself, I do check work for learners. Mm. They are doing very well. Especially in grade four, there's great improvement in learners' reading. Even during the competition, we failed to decide who must go to participate because they excel in their reading. As I said, there's healthy competition among themselves in the classroom. So this project helped us a lot. We appreciate what MUT has done for us because we can't do it on our own because we don't have resources. But with the help from MUT, our learners, yes, things are happening. Our learners are doing their best.
That is the thing that we love. Teachers are the guardians of a collective future, I say. Yes. And
maybe to add on what she has said, timely, we're analyzing our results. What we've noticed is that results from the first term to the last term have improved.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Meaning, like, as we are saying, that it's all about reading.
Mm.
Improving not only in English, but in all other subjects.
Oh.
Yes.
And from that, even teachers, they pull up their socks. In the first competition, yes. Mrs. Makanya get position one. Then as the host of the second competition, we get position one.
Oh, wow.
So educators, as they were in the first competition, they see that schools are working.
Oh,
and we come
God.
Back home and we do our best. So this competition is making us doing wonders.
Even in the teachers, there's a competition.
They are really motivated.
Yes, they are motivated.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really motivated.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would love it. Any closing remarks, Ms. Banza? Maybe some of the thing that you want to add on the parents? Because if we can speak about ingane, the learners, and the teachers, we can also add the parents to partake in such competition. Maybe fika ingane and ufund. Regularly, mekoni solwezo ekhaya. I mean, I was used babu amehlezi efikana solwezo. I was used to read solwezo every time, every day. Make feel like ufunda isiZulu eklasini, be like umhlongo. And some of the people, they keep asking how. I'm like, no, if you forget, if you want to solwezo, read it. And locals of joyeza, the level of understanding, even usubona ukuthi okay, kuthiwa khona ingozi ekwenzekile, ufike uzoxoxa eklasini ukuthi ayibo khona ingozi ekwenzekile endaweni ethile. That helps you to understand and read with understanding. What can you say to the parents ekhaya?
After I can say to parents that they must encourage their kids and assist them, because we have books. We gave learners books to go and read at home. Then there's no one to assist. Mm. So we are begging parents to assist our learners at home so that they repeat what they've been taught at school. Because reading is about practicing.
True.
It's good to practice reading so that you'd be read fluently as time goes on. If they can't read, if they can't practice reading at home and not getting assistance from their parents, they can't read on their own. At school, we have those periods for reading, but we can't do reading daily.
Mm.
Sometimes you're supposed to give them homework for reading, whereas the parents didn't assist at home. So we are begging parents to assist their kids at home with the homework, with reading, and ask them, this is a newspaper, take this paper and read this passage for me. Just a small passage so learners can... learners are happy if they are able to read. Yes. So it is important for parents to motivate their learners and to assist them.
Because as much as they read isolezwe, because isolezwe lona is just jolguba na limakhaya, and ask your ingane yakho as parent ukuthi ena lonto siyifundile kuthiwani,
yabo,
the more also yes, the understanding also ayi kunekube nengozi endaweni emagasithi, okay, kushona abantu abangaki, uchaza, the more echaza even in school if kuthiwa okay, this is the comprehension, read it all by my characters, what was the conflict, it's easier for you to able to answer.
Yes.
Any closing remarks, Mrs. Makanya?
On behalf of parent community, particularly from Suguma, we would like to thank the Department of MUT for facilitating the project. Especially the Community Engagement and Development Directorate led by Dr. I.D. Igada. Yes, we really appreciate, as Mrs. Panza has mentioned, that we are really appreciating. We are really, really appreciating. Hope this is not the last year, as we are going to have the planning meeting for the following year. Hope it will be successful again, up until all schools in Amlazi. Because currently we are only 6 schools.
Oh.
Yes. As to us, we are here. Other 4 schools. And one from Marian Ridge. Hoping that the project will continue up until more schools are involved.
True.
I'm saying that because there is a time where we invited one of the circuit managers, not even from our circuit, but I liked what they did because they were also competing as a circuit, doing the same what MUT is reading about this region project, because it means he copied what he saw, which was a good thing.
Yes.
Hoping that Umlazi district will follow suit. Yes.
Ms. Banza from Imbonini Primary School. Any closing remarks? If you can call upon some schools that you would like maybe to partake in this kind of initiative?
As I can say, I like to see this project expanding to other schools, because it's not about us, it's about the kids, African kids, to benefit. And I think this will be sustained if we as schools do commit ourselves, be available at all times, and show improvement from time to time. Improvement is very much important.
True.
Yes, so that we can continue and doing the good things. So I would appreciate if all schools are involved in this project, not Suguma, Ngilosi, or Bonini only, so that they can benefit. I don't know how, because we don't have funds, but with the help of MUT, I think it will happen if the MUT can assist this, can develop these educators of the participating school to initiate the program to the clusters, then from clusters MUT, if we assist with certificates and trophies for the cluster competition, then from cluster competition there'll be second competition, and then all Umlazi districts will be able to participate. All learners will be involved and will be benefiting from this project. That's just all what I can say about sustaining and widespreading this project to other schools.
I'm also reminded of what was the promise in our last competition, that MUT will make sure that capacity building workshops are there for our educators.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mainly focusing on reading.
We're grateful for MUT. as Suguma Primary School and Ebonini Primary School, we are very proud as CCC Mbaka in this Jane of MUT reading project. And of course, before I let you go, ma'am and miss, what can you say to the our matriculants? And I think this, the final week, next week, Bebala, what can you say to them as they prepare for that world?
Hey, it's a new world. It's that a new journey. Yes. To us as primary schools, we think our grade sevens are like matric. As we're sitting outside here, we're discussing our farewell functions for our grade seven.
Oh.
And that is where we motivate them for the bright future, for the new that they will start. Same thing again with the matriculants. We wish them all the luck. They'll be starting, they'll go into different places, tertiary institutions. What is important is for them to remain focused.
Remain focused. Yes.
As they were doing from the primary to the high school. We are proud of them. We wish them all the luck.
Ms. Pant.
I can say to the matriculants, farewell. They must go and face the way, the world, but they mustn't forget about who they are, who they come from.
True.
Because they will meet more people there outside in tertiary level from different places, different cultures, different habits. So they must know themselves, what they want, what is the purpose of them to be there. So they must stay focused all the time and remember that this is their future, is on their hands. If they do something wrong, it's for them. It's all relies on their right in their hands. This is up to them to build their future or to
destroy it.
So it all relies on them, in them. So it is important to focus, to stay focused all the time. We know kids sometimes peer pressure and all those things, but they must stay focused and always remember who they are, what they want in life.
I can testify.
And again, they also need to keep on reading. Because there is this thing which is saying, which is, some others from after grade 12, when they are in the institutions, visit universities, wherever they are, some of them are struggling to read.
True.
We can't say it's only for primary schools. Even as they'll be on holiday, but reading is very important for them to read every day. They say you don't need to go to bed having not read any magazine or newspaper. So for them to be ready for the new world.
For the new world. Thank you so much, Mrs. Makanya and Ms. Banza. We hope ukuthi ena konke kuzokhanya and our future stars ala kunina and the pressure.
Yes, yes.
Jalo President Mezo addressed to the teachers. The teachers are the one. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.